but nobody was bald.
Ah!
Not my classmates. Now, some of them who were in the class 2 years ahead of me, which is my older brother's class, let's see, we had one, two, three of my class married, you know, guys 2 years older, and a couple of them were bald, but that's still not mine. Those are hitting 40. I'm curious why under 40 and fully gray. That's what I can't figure out. So, anyways, well, let's go ahead and get underway. We've got a bunch of you on the call, and we're excited today. I'm going to give Brad a couple more minutes, but I'm going to get things queued up here.
Presentation mode is now enabled.
Do I have Harry with me?
Not
Harry Harrison. No,
Harry Henderson. Come on.
Harry Henderson. Stephen B. Stevens, and let's see, Reed. We've had those two names in the Meekin world, but we don't.
I'll be Harry Harrison if that's what it takes.
No, we don't need to go to have a three.
It's actually Harrison Henderson.
There we go. So it's Harry Harrison. And before we get underway, a couple of announcements real quick to give Brad a couple more minutes to get some stuff set up so he doesn't have to record all this premature stuff. Next Saturday morning, I will be on the road once again. It seems like I've done more calls lately not at my home desk and been out and about, and I will be up doing a call from Vashon Island, Washington. Actually, I'll probably take over Dennis Williams' office since he was so kind to let me do that before. And Seeds from the Summit. This is the third annual, I believe, Diamond Summit that Dennis and Ruth Williams host at their home. And there will be diamonds and royal diamonds coming in from all over North America. And then they're culminating it with an expo next Saturday. And Bob Richards, Meekin's president, will be with us for a good portion of that time. And so I'm going to do some gleaning and then sharing and then a bunch of other things I've collected over the last couple weeks that I haven't been able to work into a call that I think you'll find very, very interesting. And then the following Saturday, which is, look at the calendar here, the 26th, right? 26th. 26th. We might have got on board for that. I know I got somebody scheduled, and I can't remember. Oh, we've got Bob and Susan McGee. This is a new silver couple, or recently gone silver. And I don't have the exact figure. I'll put it out in the weekly report and update. And they have brought on like a zillion. I know it's not a zillion, but it brought on a whole mess of people that have all ended up and purchased wellness homes. And I don't know how they've done it, but I'm curious how they have, so I thought that would be interesting, and just a wonderful, delightful couple. And then the following Saturday, September 2nd, we've got Meekin's Vice President of Sales, Don Acey, will be with us, so that should be fun. So that just a couple things to get you geared up for future calls, and I believe Bradley is ready to rock and roll. And Harry, before we get underway, if you can hit *4 on your phone, hit those two buttons, and that'll boost your signal up a bit, and we'll get underway. So I want to welcome everybody to the August 12th edition of Saturday AM Live. It's great to be with you again today. I'm actually enjoying looking at the normal view of our backyard rather than last week. It was the view of the Pacific Ocean, and the week before that, I was, I don't remember where I was, but in between then and now, we put over 2,000 miles on our Meekin automobile, doing a road trip with our daughters. Hopefully it'll be the last road trip. I don't know if I necessarily need to do any more of those. That'll give me the gray hair syndrome real quick. Just sorry if you're from California, but I just never will figure out why and how you drive the way you do. I discovered two things. Blinkers are just something that's an extra handle to keep the steering wheel company, because they never really get used, turn signals, that is. And then rear-view mirrors, I think those are just like decorative things on the side of the car, because they never get used. I spent quite a bit of time driving on the shoulder of both sides of the road because people decided that I guess I was insignificant enough. And so, anyhow, this morning we have with us a gentleman who has been with Meekin a while, and I think you're going to find his story rather unique. and that not too many people from his profession jump into the world of a wellness consultant. And Harry Henderson is from, we're calling in, actually. Harry, you at the beach house this morning?
No, that's one of the unique things about NECAN. You can just never know where you're going to be. I ended up coming to Alexandria, Louisiana, my birthplace, for a birthday party for a 90-year-old cousin.
And, wow.
So she doesn't know. In fact, I saw her last night, and I said, Lillian, just think you're only halfway at 90. I used to see them smile on the flake. Unbelievable.
Now, Harry, you normally you live in New Orleans, Louisiana.
Yeah, I split time between New Orleans and Destin, Florida, where I have a beach.
And tell us, because I got a lot of questions I want to ask you about a particular event that happened a year ago there in New Orleans, and that kind of changed the face of our country's history when it comes to natural disasters. But before we get into that, I'm curious, how long you been in NECAN, and what brought you into NECAN? I mean, being an attorney, being someone who practices law, not that you know, you're forbidden from entering the world of the wellness industry, but what, you know, normally people, I mean, even our attorney, I mean, he's a wellness consultant, however, just nothing ever really clicks as far as going that direction of introducing other people to wellness. So give us your story.
Well, I got to give you a little more background than the attorney, because there's even more involved than that. It sort of is a family deal. My dad was an attorney, and it was just sort of expected and understood I would go to law school, and so, you know, that's what I did. And I think he wanted me to be a businessman versus a lawyer, but I learned like the courtroom and being in front of people and talking, and it was just there was an excitement there to go to court. So I'm a trial attorney. And Tulane Law School in New Orleans. And, of course, all my people are LSU people. It's a big football thing down here. So I kind of went the other direction because I just like New Orleans. I didn't want to live in a small town. And so practiced law since 1971 and got into real estate development in 1974 just kind of because a problem developed. I had a couple of golden retrievers, and the guy didn't want me to live there because he was stepping on something the dogs did out in the yard. He got mad at me, so I had to find a place to live, and so I bought a house, and then I liked it. I bought a house over 100 years old and renovated it, and then ended up renovating 25 homes, and I kind of did it for tax reasons, too. Plus, it was fun in old areas of New Orleans. Some of the house I live in is built in 1850, so in fact, it's near the river in New Orleans, and I'll talk about that in a little bit. But got into house renovations, practiced law, and then a friend of mine says to me, you know, we meet, we're tennis players, that... you know, he says, you ought to get into the sports business. I said, what do you mean? He says, you ought to be a sports agent. He says, you love sports. You love your tennis, and you go to sporting events, the New Orleans Saints, and we do all the sports stuff. Why don't you become a sports agent? So I flew out to California and met a guy who represented Johnny Unitas and Fran Tarkings and Bubba Smith and Dr. J. And I said, gee whiz, I can't believe this guy would even talk to me. But it turned out he was getting a little burnt out. I didn't know it. And so we recruited, and in 1980 I became a sports agent and represented some people that have been kind of famous. It hadn't been my whole business because I still practiced law and still had the real estate. And one of my famous players was Ron Brown, and Ron played for the Rams. He had a couple of kickoff returns for touchdowns when he played for the Rams against the Packers. And then right now I represent a player named Eric Moles. He's a three-time Pro Bowler. In fact, the coach said last week he's the best player on the Houston Texans. And so I'm a sports agent. And then in the year 2000, I went to a breakfast with a guy named Emil Pertusi. And Emil's a hospital administrator. And he just showed up. I didn't know why he was coming. I had a group of guys, and we were buddies. There were like five of us to begin with. And we were into stocks. And these guys had six-figure stocks, and I think I had about 10,000 in stocks. So I just kind of went along for the social. And you know, as a lawyer, you're kind of looking for other ways to meet people and to get into business. And so this guy, Emil Pertusi, shows up talking about Japanese products and all this stuff. And I'm in a place where there are federal judges and state judges and the mayor, and it's a power breakfast place called the Poncho Train in New Orleans on the world-famous St. Charles Avenue, and this guy's talking Japanese products. So naturally, I'm there to protect my friends and clients from the Japanese technologies. And
I'm curious why, Harry, you automatically sent out dealers thinking, okay, this is evil, so I got to protect my people, or what?
Well, I think fans, like a lot of us, I just never heard of it. And I read the USA Today and the New York Times, and I watch about 5 minutes of the news before I go to bed at night, and then I watch mostly sports, but I catch some of the news. I'm pretty well read, and I just never heard of Nick Cannon. So this guy's talking about whatever it is. I thought he was talking about Nike at first, or Nikon, the camera, and it's Nikan. I couldn't even say it at the beginning. And then the guy wants to do a strength and balance test, and, you know, in front of the judges. And I go, look, they already think I'm pretty wild anyway. So
this is in front of the whole group at the breakfast?
Yeah, he wants me to do a strength, and I wouldn't do it. And so, because I'm the kind of lawyer, Vance, I've seen enough lawyers lose cases, you know, by asking the wrong question. In fact, I've won several cases by the other side asking the wrong question when I probably shouldn't have been in court, and they've lost the case. So I'm the kind of lawyer, I want to know all the answers. I want to make sure my client knows all the answers. I mean, I want them to tell the truth, but if the truth is bad news, I'm not going to court. So I'm settling these cases. So, you know, turn it over to somebody else. So, you know, I don't like to waste time. I'm a business person, too. So he wanted to do the strength and balance test. And, again, I'm asking lots of questions. I mean, he will tell you today. He's never met a guy that he wanted to throw out of the room more than me. Of course, he'd only been in Nikan a year at the time, and he is the brother of Barbara, the Royal Diamond Royal, Barbara Bono, and her husband, Steve Bono. And so he's got, you know, he's got some people behind him with some really great stories, but he's, so I'm, you know, I'm just protecting him. What I was doing, I was showing interest, and I don't, and he'll tell you today, it was just very difficult meeting me, but, you know, I really was interested. I've always been interested in health, and I'm a tennis player, and I'm competitive, and I'm looking for the edge. And so we go outside, and he does the strength and balance with the insoles. Well, I go, God, those are incredible. You're not getting out of here. I want those insoles. I'm gonna start beating some people playing tennis. And so I signed up and joined, and, you know, we kept, you know, he got me in, and, of course, he couldn't get me going very much because I had my insoles, and I'm beating people in tennis, so I'm spending a lot more time out at the tennis courts playing people, and people are saying, well, Harry, you know, boy, you're playing well. What's going on here with you? You know, you're a pretty good player. You played in college, but, God, you're really playing well. I said, I'm just having a good day. They said, I think you said that last week. I said, well, that's what happened last week, too. They said, well, it must be your shoes. And they, like, look at my shoes, a little worn out. And, no, it couldn't be your shoes. And they look at my racket, and I don't have the latest racket. And I said, no, it's not your, you have a good racket, but you haven't changed rackets. I mean, you must be out here with a coach at night or on the ball machine. You're really playing well. And
now, I don't play tennis. I have several family members and close friends that do. But I'm curious. When they made that comment, just because your quickness and being able to, you know, I mean, back and forth, side to side, or what was it that made you play better?
What happens, a lot of sports is about strength and balance. And the insoles gave me extra strength and balance. In fact, you know, I was, when people that I play, if I'm about an even player, I'm now beating those players. Maybe they win one time and then I win the next time or vice versa. And the players I beat 6-4, I'm now beating 6-2. And then the guys that beat me 6-1, they're only beating me 6-3. So I sort of calculated that I was two games better with these magnetic insoles in my shoes. But it's a competitive thing, Vance. So, I mean, I'm not broadcasting this to the world. I'm not, you know, I let it out the bag for some of my good friends. But I just wouldn't, you know, didn't tell everybody because in sports, everybody wants to win.
Sure.
In fact, I was wearing the necklace, too. I started wearing the necklace, and I didn't care if it kind of the chrome came off or what. It didn't make any difference as long as I was winning. So that was my thing to win and to, you know, to play better. And so I love the products. But I was not a person who really had time. I'm an attorney. I'm with probably, they say, it's the fifth oldest law firm in the country. So it's a very conservative firm. We had the Attorney General of Louisiana was one of our partners from, like, 82 to 92, and you know, it's an old firm, and, you know, when I came in, I sort of brought new blood and new people, and then I started doing the sports thing, and I did the real estate thing, and it's just like I've sort of been known as a pioneer in the community, so that's kind of my angle at this point, but I wasn't telling anybody, and I really didn't have time for the meetings, and they couldn't get me to the meetings and the presentations, and then finally they said, what happened, and Mealy called me, and he says, you know, there's a guy who we're really helping, has a lot of challenges, and he's got $5,000 order, and he says, you better, you know, you're going to get passed up by this guy. And I said, well, what do you mean? And so he kind of explained it to me. I argued a little bit with him, as I would do, being a lawyer and stuff. And so he got me to invest my $500. And so, and again, I'm still not going to the meetings, and I'll tell you about this guy in a second. But then he calls me. He says, hey, you start telling your friends you're doing real well. You're at $5,000 here for the month, and you're doing real well. Tell your friends about this. He said, Emil, I hadn't been to the meeting. I don't know anything about it. I said, well, I'll do, though. He said, is it all right if I give them your number? He said, that's a good idea. And so at the end of the month, it was like the 27th, he calls me, and he says, Harry, he says, you're at $9,000. For the month. I said, $9,000? I said, what do you mean? He says, yeah, we're at $9,000 for the month. You're at $9,000. I said, well, what did I do? He said, you did nothing. He said, other than buy your insoles and join, but you gave me some leads, and I've been working your leads, and they're doing real well. I said, God, that Japanese stuff must be pretty good. And so he says, yeah. He said, but we got a little problem here. He says, if you can get to $10,000, if you can sell another $1,000 by the end of the month, you'll be at $10,000. You'll be making 15%. I said, oh, this is pretty good. I said, when do I get my check? He says, you're going to have to wait till the 15th of the month. And by the way, you would know some of this stuff if you came to our meetings. I said, Emil, you know me. I got 3 jobs. I'm not even sure I can do those jobs right. Now you want me to add a 4th job? I said, I really don't have time. Kind of like one of my law partners said one time, he didn't have time to learn the computer. Well, you don't have time not to learn the computer to be in this world, to be progressive. But anyway, he kept talking to me about it. I said, Emil, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I said, I don't know anybody who's interested. I don't know anything about it. He says, but, you know, what if I put the other $1,000 up? I'll make $10,000. I know the difference between 10 and 15%. I said, I hope you sure hope you're right on this thing. And if I start making 15%, I said, this is pretty good. This guy makes all these deals, and I'm going to be at 15% commission, and I hadn't done anything other than give him some names, and, you know, this is a pretty good deal. So I put up the $1,000. I went to the bronze level, and here I'm making 15%, and, you know, I might have been to a luncheon or two in that first meeting, but other than that, I hadn't done too much. I had talked to some people about it, but here I am, the bronze level, really not knowing anything, and then over the next 3 months, I got my $1,500 investment, the initial $500 on the bypass and the $1,000 to go bronze, and, you know, I said, this is pretty good. So what had happened is the way the guy went to the $5,000 is I had helped the widow of a federal judge, Fred Cassabry. He is a very famous judge in New Orleans, the Pillar community. I knew his widow, Muriel, and she had a bad knee, and I knew the son, Roland, who became, now he's a Court of Appeals judge. And I was pretty close to these people. She had a bad knee, and I remember being at the luncheon, and she came to the luncheon, and she had purchased some products. And I said, Muriel, you bought some products. Why didn't you tell me? She said, well, I just felt like, you know, if you were involved with it, it was going to be a good deal. And I said, okay, well, how's it working? She said, well, I don't know. I said, why not? She says, well, the bed's a little high, and this is a little problem, and I don't know how to cut the insoles. I'm going, God. I said, poor lady, she bought the products. I feel bad. I said, well, didn't you have some sort of problem? She said, yeah, I had a bad knee. I said, oh, okay. And she came late to the luncheon, so I met her in the back, and I said, you had a bad knee. I said, well, I'll make you a deal. I said, I tell you what, I mean, Emil, the sponsor, is really talking well about it, and these people are here. They seem pretty excited about it. I said, let me try this Magboy. I don't know too much about it. Let me rub it on your knee. And I said, if I rub your knee and the pain goes away, you'll use the products. If the pain doesn't go away, I said, I'll even buy them back from you or help you sell them. I mean, at this time, I still did, you know, it's like I hadn't been in any meetings, didn't know what was going on. So I like to win competitive, and so I rubbed the heck out of her knee, and lo and behold, the pain went away, and as it would, and she felt really good, and she says, God, this is great. I'm going to start using this, and I've got some friends who probably interested too. Well, I still wouldn't be involved, but, you know, I'm helping her with her knee. Well, turns out my sponsor got with Muriel now that she's got some friends, and he went to her friends. One of them was a doctor at Ochsner Hospital in New Orleans, and this is a doctor that's going to have a 3-level fusion coming up, and Emil loaned him 8 products for a week, and came back in a week and said, doctor, the products help. He says, no. He said, well, give me my products back. Well, Emil is from a family of 9. Barbara's his baby sister. There's 3 doctors in the family, a lawyer, a hospital administrator, a big real estate guy out in Beverly Hills who introduced me to Pat Bowlen, who owns the Denver Broncos, and, you know, a lot of people, and very influential. And here's Barbara, who's not a, you know, not a graduate, doesn't have any graduate degrees. I'm not sure she has a college degree, and here she is doing the NECAN and, you know, being real successful. And so Emil is, you know, tells him, he says, I know how doctors are. He says, you know, give me your worst patient. Well, the doctor says, again, giving the 8 products back, he buys 2. He says, well, why'd you buy them, doc? He says, oh, they're going to work in the future. He said, oh, okay, I know how you guys are. He says, give me that worst patient I've been talking to you about. And he gave him a guy on 25 painkillers and 5 antidepressants, and this poor guy is going on a morphine pump in about 3 weeks. And he's got an L4 and 5, the titanium cage, and he's pretty bad off. In fact, I understand he came to the meetings and he had to lay on the floor, and Emil made him come to the meetings. But a big part of this that was smart is to educate people. A lot of times we can show them the products, they really don't know how they work, but if you don't educate them, they don't get them involved in the process, they don't always get it. Well, I'm still not showing up at this time. And so what happened was the guy invested $2,500 in the products, and in 5 days had feeling in his legs when the neurosurgeon went and put the rubber hammer on his knee, and his legs moved the first time in 3 years, and the doc says, let's put off the morphine pump implant surgery. That was going to juice him from the inside, and he'd probably live 18 to 24 months, but he'd be dead, and this guy was like 48, 49 years old. And so so 5 days after being on the product, had feeling in his legs, and he said, look, let's put off that surgery. You know, this morphine pump surgery is pretty serious. It's like a death sentence, so, you know, let's put it off for a month. Well, after 3 months, he got off 25 painkillers and 5 antidepressants, walking 3 miles, and resumed sexual relations with his wife. Now, I'm still not involved, Vance. I mean, even though I'm bronze,
people that you've connected because your sponsor is doing his job of working down underneath of you.
That's right.
And you're still not. And, you know, as you're saying this, I'm thinking, boy, this sounds a lot like me. I think I was a gold before I ever did my own very own first wellness preview. And my parents always described me as the fluke because, you know, people I talked to got really excited. And it wasn't because the information I was sharing with them. They just decided to do their homework and dig a little deeper, which that happened.
You're very accurate there. That was a good point. It was the fear of loss, because when we had the 500, I mean, I'm going, I may not be involved with this, but I'm not going to let anybody pass me up on anything. So I put my 500 up, and then when I got to that, so that's how he got me to put the 500 up. And I'm still not involved. And then at the end of the month, he got me to put the 1,000 up, because I just saw that I could go from 10% to 15%. And at that point, I was sort of risking. I didn't know, but, you know, the 1,000, it's a big deal, but it wasn't as big a deal as might be with most people. And in fact, they were wondering how, you know, a lawyer who's doing real well wouldn't invest in this. I said, well, I just didn't have any belief in it at that point. But I wanted to go from 10% to 15% when I went bronze. So what happened was, they still can't get me involved. And then Emil says, I really want you to come tonight. And he says, I'm going to treat you to dinner if you'll come to a presentation. So I said, okay, I'll come. And so I showed up at the meeting, and they had 20-so people there, and they seemed real excited. And it was interesting, the Japanese products. And, I get up after the meeting, and here's a guy comes running over to me and says, are you Harry Henderson? I mean, he's a total stranger. The guy's about 6'4", and I'm 5'10", 5'11", at the most. And he says, yeah, I said, I'm Harry Henderson. Well, he put the bear hug on me. And I'm like going, oh, God. Okay, first I'm here with Japanese products that, you know, I don't know too much about, and they're talking Kinko this and Kinko that, and sounds pretty kinky, actually. And so Nikko this and Nikan that, and I'm not really understanding what's going on. And I'm into Nike contracts, you know, but in Reebok, but I'm not into Nikan. And here's a guy hugging me. You know, and I'm like looking for the exits and trying to find a meal. Then he starts crying and says, man, you saved my life. And I mean, I was just like really looking for the exits at this point, because he's too old to be a professional athlete. And strange man, and, you know, didn't tell me anything. And he's hugging me like he's, you know, unbelievable. And then he's telling me I saved his life. And I said, mister, I'm an attorney. I might have saved some lives in a divorce case where the people got back together, but I don't remember any situations where I could have saved anybody's life. I handled car wrecks, and I've handled an airplane crash or two, and some railroad accidents and barge accidents, but I'm I'm the kind of guy helping people get money to pay for all this. I'm not really helping anybody save a life. And then I said, so then his wife comes over. I'm really trying to get out of there and introduce, but I'm diplomatic. And then I said, by the way, how did I save your life? Then he relates the story. Well, you're the guy who talked to the widow of the judge, and if you hadn't talked to her, then she talked to the doctors, and the doctors got to me. And I said, if you hadn't have done that, I'd be on my way out of here, sir. I'd have probably less than a year and a half to live. And, you know, now I'm drug-free, I'm pain-free, and I'm getting my life back together. And I'm, like, floored when he's telling me that. And I'm like, wow. I said, maybe I ought to take a look at this stuff. There might be really something to it.
Now, at this point, Harry, you've been a Nikan Wellness Consultant for how long? Just a few months, or?
I guess it was about... about 8 months into it.
Okay.
7 or 8 months into it, and I hadn't been to but maybe two or three of the luncheons, and this was my first actual preview that I had been to.
And this was your, Nikan was your first introduction to network marketing. You'd never been associated with a...
Never been in any network marketing.
Okay, so the principle of network marketing is doing its thing, and you're really not even doing much, because word-of-mouth advertising, as so it works, is that you shared it with somebody who shared it with somebody, and you didn't even have any direct contact. However, this guy says you saved his life, so obviously something clicks, because from an attorney's perspective, you weren't even involved.
No, I was not involved. I mean, I joined, I had my insoles, I'm playing tennis, I'm enjoying the benefits of the insoles, but that was about it.
Uh-huh.
And I told a few people. I mean, this lady, I talked to her. But I talked to a handful of people, but not really. You know, what are you doing lately? What are you doing new? That kind of thing. But I'm not. I don't really have any knowledge of the company or what's going on.
Okay. So at that point, this was back in 2000. And what rank are you at today?
I'm a platinum now.
Platinum. Okay. So obviously. You can't get to platinum just by playing the, you know, I don't know what's going on card. I mean, that works for a while. However, usually it takes some work to get there. So you're doing in the sports industry, I'm sure there's a lot of people would say, well, have you been able to, you know, approach anybody, you know, professional ball players and introduce them to Nikan? And I'm sure maybe that's why you're successful, because you got, you know, maybe you got somebody that plays for the Houston Texans, and that's how you got to platinum. And I know better than realize that's not a truthful statement. However, I am curious, though, on that journey from there to here, it's been 6 years now, you've obviously introduced a few people, and besides the gentleman that said you saved his life, have there been any other, you know...
Well, what happened is I went to a Team Diamond event, the reason I moved up. I went to a Team Diamond event a couple of years ago in January in Orlando.
Uh-huh.
And I went to that really kind of just to get out of the cold of New Orleans. It was cold, and I like travel, so I talked to this lady who was doing Nikan a little bit, and we both went over there just as curiosity to go to a Team Diamond event. And that was the event 2.5 years ago that really got me motivated, because there were so many health professionals over there, doctors, nurses, veterinarians, massage therapists, all kinds of people into it. And I saw the energy and the excitement, and I came back from that event so excited. That was the event that really sparked my interest to say, you know, this is really something I need to get into more and become more involved. And so that Team Diamond event. In fact, I've been to 10 out of 12 Team Diamond events, and I'm involved with the Pathfinder program, too. I've been to two of their summits, and I just got back from Pathfinder University. So, at this point, I'm big into the education thing, and so that was. I came back from that meeting. In fact, called a meeting with the group the next night on Monday, and I got Barbara and Steve Bono on the phone, and they did a call, and just my energy was just so much into it. So that's when I really got into doing.
Yeah, let me do a little segue here, because here we are, the middle of August, and we're getting ready to start another Pathfinder One cycle, and so not to do a commercial for that. However, it's a good place to, you know, segue it right on in here. What have you gained from utilizing because we all start with the Pathfinder One cycle. How has that been able, because you'd already built or had your business going, utilizing other events and whatnot. What has that done for your business and for your people?
I got on a Pathfinder One call in January with Steve Bono, and we had a and I had a Pathfinder One group. I did a call at the same time, and I'm now part of a P2 call with Steve. My P1 group just didn't really see it enough. Some of the people did, but that's when the Hurricane Katrina came in. A lot of us on my team were really doing well last August when the storm came, and I had to leave New Orleans on that Sunday, the 28th of August, and I'm pretty hard-headed about it because we have these storms, and I'm sort of reluctant to leave because what happens, you could get as hurt out on the highway as much as you can in a storm. Of course, we've never had a storm like this one, and that Saturday, my mom had come into town and taken me to dinner at Ruth's Chris, and she's big into the health. She's 81, and she's on all the Nican products. Everybody thinks she's early 60s, and every time one of the older people talks to my mom, they go, God, your mom sounds so good, and she sounds so young. What the heck is, I don't know, she just got back from North Carolina. Your mom, 81, drove to North Carolina. He said, yeah, she's on all the Nican products. I said, she's the one family member that believed me. In fact, she would give testimonials. I would be introducing her, and she'd cut me off, and she'd say, there's not one thing my kids knew that I didn't know. I mean, she's one of these kind of like, she's really with it. She says, and thank God my son just kept staying with me with that because finally got the message and got on the products. And it took a bad back problem. She threw up a window in her condo and moving from a farm and hurt her back, and she slept in a chair for 3 months and then finally got got her the Kinko Flex, and all she said wasn't work, and I don't know whether her, you know, she just wouldn't stay on, and then she got her six super minis, and in 2 to 3 weeks her back's normal. She didn't need the surgery, and that's what made her a believer. And she was on the sleep system at the time, but that was a big influence. But when Hurricane Katrina came, I finally was at a health, and she was there. We were going to go to a health presentation at LSU. Well, LSU's in Baton Rouge, but LSU Medical's in New Orleans. So when she got up, she said, I'll see you at the presentation. Well, I didn't see her at the presentation. I got a little worried about her. And then when the presentation was over, everybody scattered. And so I said, maybe this hurricane business is pretty serious, because on Friday, the hurricane's down in Fort Lauderdale and Miami. And then I come out of the health presentation with a doctor who's very holistic, and everybody's like running. I'm going, what the heck's going on here? So I go to the coffee shop, and they're going to close at 4, and I'm going, God, everybody really is taking this hurricane. I mean, God, I can't believe the thing's going to get here that quick. And so I went to the Whole Foods store to get 5 days of food, which I did, and then we went to dinner with some people, and we're watching it, and I'm kind of joking with the people. This is the Last Supper, because we was on the, what they call the West Bank in New Orleans. It's a very low area, and, you know, they always get the water. And so at that time, I'm still not leaving. And I go, I'm a Catholic, so I was going to Mass, going to church the next day, and they were not having Mass. I said, well, I know that's in, plus I had about 15 calls, but I, you know, you better get out of there, you better go, you know. So then when church wasn't going, that's when I decided I better go, and a lady just didn't know what to do, so I said, okay, well, she said she wanted to go, and so we packed up, and 14-and-a-half-hour drives, normally 4-and-a-half, I went to Destin. Actually, I was going up to my mom's in Alexandria, Louisiana, but what they call contraflow, they had blocked off so many cars going west on the I-10, they rerouted us going east. And I said, well, I'll just go to my condo in Destin. And got there about 4:30 in the morning with 60-mile-an-hour winds, gigantic waves, even in Destin, which is 250 miles east of New Orleans. And the waves were high, and it was just gigantic, and it was just real scary. And then we were stunned. We were all stunned, no telephone communications. I rent my condo out, so I didn't have long-distance service, and the cell phones, none of those worked. And so it was pretty scary for a few days, but I was safe, so that was the big thing. And finally, a friend of mine got a hold of me, and we got some additional telephone service and let people know. Eric Moles texted me from Buffalo. He was with Buffalo Bills at the time. He was concerned. Been representing him 10 years, and all of a sudden, you know, what's going on in New Orleans. So it was pretty scary and pretty tragic, actually.
So someone who lives there, because a lot of us get the updates through the news, and the media is not always as accurate as we would hope it to be. I mean, watching from my perspective, being on the road for the last week and watching what's going on in Israel, and regardless of where people stand on should Israel do this, we really don't have a vote because we're not there.
Right.
But being over in Israel a few years ago and seeing firsthand what and being actually standing in spots now that are that have been in the news because of somebody blew up something or and killed so many people. But seeing things firsthand, and now here we are a complete year later, what's happened, and how is your perspective, Harry, as a wellness consultant? I mean, because you're like, well, how can I really take Neek in into an area where it's so damaged, and is there a future for this? How is it? I mean, how has that changed your perspective on what you can do to give back to your community?
Well, I'll give you a little history there, too. I think I was stunned for about 3 or 4 days, and then on a Wednesday night, I'm out, so I start prospecting again. And my mom calls me on Thursday and says, son, you better go get a job. Things don't look too good anymore. I said, well, Mom, you know, you're always ahead of me on things, but I did talk to some people last night, so I am prospecting for NECAN, and I said, that's pretty grim in New Orleans. I have 4 buildings I own. 3 of them were built in 1890, another one built in about 1885, and a big 3-story house. So what happened was I would not go back to New Orleans until I could meet my insurance adjusters, which was the end of October. I didn't know whether my stuff had been I knew my neighborhood didn't have water because I live about 6, 7, 8 blocks from the river. And the river is the highest in New Orleans where those levees are. That's the highest. And New Orleans is like a saucer or a cup. And there is the lowest part. So all the water sort of drains to the center. And they have these giant pumps that are supposed to pump it out. Well, if everything is underwater, where are you going to pump it to? And then the pumps went dead. And so I'm not even knowing whether what's going on with my house or the building or anything. And I don't even go back. End up staying with friends of mine in Kenner, which is, near the airport, about 17 miles west of New Orleans. So when I went back in October, so that was my first time to go back. And everybody had told me who had gone back, says, you got to go back and see how bad it is, because you will not know unless you go in person. And I thought, well, I really don't need to go. I mean, I'm over here in Destin. It's beautiful. And, I've got something to do over here, and, I'm doing what I can, and I'll get back to New Orleans, when I can meet the adjusters. Well, I got to tell you, until I went back and you see it in person, you have no idea, Vance, how bad it is. I mean, it's very tragic. I mean, you go 3 and 4 miles of, million-dollar houses that nobody around, there's no life around, there's nothing going on. It's pretty tragic. I mean, and then you go through whole neighborhoods driving into New Orleans, and you see it. I mean, you just can't imagine the devastation that storm did. And it's very tragic. And I'd say the biggest problem we have is people's attitude not good. I remember I would first go back and then I didn't get into my home until the end of, it was around Thanksgiving. And then my football player got into some problems with the coach. So I ended up spending 10 days in Buffalo, 7 to 10 days in Buffalo, and traveling all over. And then we couldn't get back into my office either, so I got into the office sooner. So it was rough going back, and then I would work 2 days and then come back and go back to Destin or go see my mom in Alexandria or go see friends in Baton Rouge. So I traveled a lot, and I spent a lot of time away from it. It was sort of an escapism because mentally it's really tough on you. And I think the attitude, in fact, I was in one of the trips, the guy says, Mister, you can't be from here. He says, what do you mean? He says, your attitude is so good that we don't have people with those kind of attitudes in New Orleans anymore. And I'm, well, actually, you're wrong. I am from New Orleans, and I live here, and I believe attitude's everything. And so I think the big thing, Vance, has been the attitudes of people, the problems. They're not having homes. They have insurance issues. They having to live somewhere else, not having their jobs. I mean, so many things have changed. And just imagine if, you're in your home one day like today, and then tomorrow you leave, and then you have to go away, and you haven't seen your home for months, and then you go back and there's no home, and all your precious pictures from your life are gone, and your rings, any possessions you have, they're gone. And that's what's happened to a lot of people. In fact, that judge I mentioned, he's renting an apartment from me now because he lost his home. So it's just, I don't care whether you're rich or poor, middle class, whatever, if you lived in New Orleans or in that area, you've been affected by the storm in some way, personally or whatever. And they're still finding bodies down there. I mean, it's just, you have a whole city there.
In your opinion, Harry, because my curiosity is going to get the best of me, because some people say, well, it can't be rebuilt. And you're saying, with the proper attitude And I'm just taking a stab in the dark here, but I would imagine that being an Ekin Wellness Consultant has affected your attitude, especially with, as you said before, going to the events and, you know, putting this stuff in your brain, in your mind, and educating yourself obviously changes that. Do you foresee that, I mean, obviously the whole city's not been shut down, bulldozed flat again, but there is a future, and with a few more people with an optimistic attitude like yours, things could change.
It's going to be better than ever, Vance. New Orleans will be better than ever. Probably in the long run, it's a blessing that this happened, because it'll give, it's sort of like, you know, if you're a person who, I guess back, 150 years ago, wanted to go out west and pioneer or search for gold or whatever, it's a city, it's going to be the new Orleans. A lot of new people are coming in, a lot of better attitudes, they want better things. New Orleans has the opportunity to be one of the best cities in America. Years ago, I'm told it was. I mean, it was really it was very progressive, but, you know, whatever set in, the bad politicians, whatever happened, I don't know. But, and it's a fun place, great restaurants, the people are really good people, they're very friendly, and it's attracting a pioneering type of person that's coming in, and those that don't want to return and go somewhere else, I'm sure they'll have new opportunities in other places. But no, I think New Orleans, at this point, you know, there are things you're going to have to go through as far as building and changes and whatever, but there's great opportunities like you can never have anywhere in this world. So people, new people coming to New Orleans with new ideas, with new spirit and great determination and will and new skills, and this will be one of the best cities in the country soon. It might take 10 years or so, but it's great opportunities are in New Orleans at this point for anybody and everybody. And all I had to do with my team was those that didn't move, and even those some that did move. The challenge was, it was pretty much just to work on people's attitudes. And NECAM in December in Baton Rouge, which is about 80 miles west of New Orleans, NECAM sponsored a Humanitarians Being More event, which was a free event. And that really helped, NECAM showed that it really cared for people and it's doing things to help the NECAM family and community. And so that really helped a lot of people, because people are so used to talking negative, being negative, they need to just focus on being positive and looking forward to the future. That was my challenge with my team. A lot of them just didn't see it, and they kept talking about what was versus what can be, and you just have to look to the future, and so much of it is attitude of gratitude. So it's going to be great. It really is. But yeah, I had to get these people refocused in that.
Yeah.
That's,
you know, something I don't know if you put yourself in a category of being a hurricane or a storm survivor, but when I lived in Jamaica for 9 months, I went through a major, major hurricane, and it knocked us out with power for a month, actually. And,
wow.
You learn how to develop a little thicker skin, and it's amazing exactly what you're saying. And through any tragedy, anything that we go through, we have the choice either to become a victim or a victor, and it's what, you know, we're all going to be dealt with different things, and being, you know, the last week traveling around and being in the inner city of Los Angeles and seeing things that I, you know, Stacy and I said, you know, we enjoy where we live in the Northwest, and, you know, if we were here, we would choose not to raise a family just because, well, we got to see Michael Jackson and Elmo, and who else did we see down on Hollywood Boulevard? I mean, obviously these were not the real people, but people impersonating them. And like, wow, it's really got an interesting dichotomy of people that are down here. And then our kids are just like, what is it? And we're kind of grabbing them and like, okay, get over here. But the world is not as bad as, you know, some people try and, you know, report it to be. I mean, yes, there are things that are negative. However, we have to make that choice. And, you know, that the concept of the five pillars, as you're sharing, that, you know, what NECAM can give back and developing that attitude and changing it definitely will make it a big difference. Harry, one last question, and then I want to let you go. I'm curious, as an attorney, as someone who practices law, what would you share with people who are out there that may have an attorney or somebody that is in the in that industry? How would you best? I mean, is there something that we could share with people. Not like we're all trying to go out and sponsor all the attorneys and weekend. However, they come across a lot of people who are hurting both physically and financially. Is there something that would maybe have gotten your hot button faster? Or is there anything that we would be able to use to say, hey, you know, this could be the thing for you?
Well, Spence, the thing with professionals, whether it be attorneys or doctors or engineers, the problem with that category of people is they're so busy. They're so focused on doing what they're doing. And being a lawyer is not something that's that easy. I mean, most of these guys are working 50, 60, 70 hours a week. So I myself, even though I'm an attorney doing NECAN now and it has become my focus, a lot of attorneys just don't see they have time. So I think the main thing is if you could just get them involved and get people like that just on a products or get them to come to an in-home or something, or there's some CDs out. I'm involved with some attorneys on a CD that you can get through Focus on Growth. And I'm happy to talk to anybody who has an attorney and you know, wants me to three-way. I'm more than happy to talk to them about it. But those kind of people, they really need their help. And I see the lawyers and the people in my group just falling apart, and they keep seeing I'm looking younger. So that's now also helping me. And I feel about 20 years younger.
This is the comment last night at my 20-year class reunion, and I'm going to see more of these same people today because we're doing a barbecue this afternoon. And the comments, because we'd all, a good portion of us typed up, you know, what we've been doing for the last two decades, and we've been emailing it to each other. And as soon as we walk in the room, it's like, Vance, wait, you know, is that Grecian formula that you're using? Or wait, is this NECAN stuff that you're selling Todd? Not only, you know, gets him to lose weight, but he's also, you know, you're staying, you know, how come you don't have any gray hairs? I'm like, you guys, I really thought I had some, but compared to you, and they all look good. I mean, I was surprised. There's, you know, statistically, we're ahead of the curve as far as, you know, overweight and all that kind of stuff. But what was amazing is just exactly what you're saying, is you look younger than we should. And I know for literally thousands of wellness consultants that are out there that are in their 60s, 70s, and 80s, and they don't look anywhere near the age of their counterparts. And but again, it gets to the attitude. And you know, it was something amazing yesterday as I was driving home. We're in Southern Oregon, and I have to share this because it was so classic. And you talk about people that can restore, and you even shared about your own mother who does a road trip and is in her 80s. We passed by a retirement community, like 15-passenger bus, one of those coach-type buses. Maybe it was a 20-passenger. And in the back window, somebody had taken butcher paper and written and painted in big bold letters, Roseburg Rules, Medford Drools. And this is a retirement group of people, okay? So I'm guessing they're in their 60s, 70s, and 80s. And I said, you know, they're maintaining that youthful competitive edge because Roseburg and Medford are just like, an hour from each other, if I remember correctly. And I thought, obviously, they got a little competition going on between another retirement home up there or something. But I thought, that's what it takes. If we can maintain that and do what we can to share with other people, and I really appreciate the fact that you're saying, and you answered the question, and I knew the answer, that there's really no magic phrase to share with any professional person other than, hey, you know, let's see what these products can do for you. And I've got the same responsibility with these people I haven't seen for 20 years. It's like, hey, you're the one that made the comment last night about my Grecian hair formula, which I don't use. And I shared it loud enough so that at least a dozen of them could hear it. So now I buy the cheap stuff from Costco. You know, I don't care. I've got nobody to impress. I've been married 11 years now, so what? And they're like, but you look. I mean, and it's interesting to see that what we can do and taking the stress out and, you know, all the other things.
Well, that's a key word. See, they're all stressed. So I think those kind of people, they really need the products. It's just because they have the money. Or they're making good livings, most of the professionals, lawyers included, but they need to feel better. So to me, I really work on those kind of people with products and have better success with that. You were mentioning Pathfinders earlier. Yeah, I'm on that, and I really believe in that. In June, I was able to get a taproot, and we broke 3 silvers. And now the group that was not so active in the first quarter is all excited about September. We have some new people that have come in, new blood. We had a lady who needed, and she's on the line. You probably have about 25 or 30 extra listeners today. So you're getting this growing in wellness is growing a lot by getting me involved here. So they're on the call. But this lady, Beth Kimey, needed double knee replacement. And one of the ladies that I almost forced her to go to Team Diamond, she was not doing well. But, you know, I pushed her. She'll tell you I pushed her. And she went to Team Diamond. That got her excited. She loans this lady, Beth Kimey, who needs a double knee replacement, which is a $20,000 to $25,000 surgery, the cardio strides, the CM cream, and the joint. And in 2 weeks, she cancels her surgery. And had just gone silver in June, 3 months in the business with almost a $3,000 check. So, and she's just all fired up. Got every one of her people on auto ship and just very coachable and just having a great time. Went to Pathfinder University and on the verge of winning the trip to the convention. So
that is incredible.
So unbelievable. So they're out here. They're everywhere. You just got to talk to people and talk to more people.
And I think what comes to mind is marketing to people what makes Nikan unique. I mean, that's my goal going back to a barbecue later today is, you know, creating the conversation because everybody knows what I do because they already read the bio. So I don't even have to explain to them what Nikan is and what wellness. They can't, they're struggling with the pronunciation, which is fun. But here's those of them that know Todd and the fact that he's dropped 30 pounds in the last month and a half just on the body balance. They know there's obviously something to it, but they don't know what it is.
Right.
And I can see, based on the age on some of them and how they some of the faces look the same, but the rest of the body is not proportionally the way it was 20 years ago. I mean, we changed. And yet I know in my mind that all I've got to do is focus on what makes Nikan unique. What does Nikan have? And I know because I heard from an inside source, and I won't reveal the source, that we're all excited about what's coming up in the future. And, you know, one of the things that I had this discussion with my inside source, they said they were talking about Nikan's jewelry. And they said, you know, when Nikan introduces it, they're gonna expand on what we already had. And I said, you know, all I need to know is that they're going to expand because I know from, you know, the almost 14-year history that I have with the company, whenever they change something or modify it, they make it better, and it always includes more than one of what it had. In other words, like with the insoles, for example, when they change the design, they change the structure of it. Instead of having bumps on both sides, it's smooth side. And then when they introduce the mag strides, we got same design, yet it's padded, it's softer. And we've seen that with numerous, the quilts, where we added the magnetic technology back into it. So if we expand on something that we already had, like the jewelry, for example, and we already had magnets and far infrared, two technologies built into one, well, what else can we add in there? You know, maybe an automatic, soap flower dispensing unit inside the bracelet that dispenses soap flower. I don't think that's the direction they're going to go, but I don't know, you know.
Well, and they also just, Nikan understates and overproduces. I mean, you just don't find that. I mean, it's just, they always deliver on their products. Mm-hmm. They work so well, and if there's a problem, they take it back and send you a new one. I mean, Nikan, you just don't find companies in this country doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, well, I know that, Harry, you're pretty excited about where things are going, especially when the fact that you, just 2 months ago, you mentioned breaking 3 silvers as a result of, utilizing the whole Pathfinder structure and whatnot. So I want to thank you for taking, close to an hour out of your schedule on a Saturday morning, and thank you for the up-to-date information and the optimism and a word that I learned this last week, and it wasn't on a Nikan CD. It was from a pastor in Hawaii, and I don't think I have the pronunciation correctly, but I think the word Kenzum, and I'm going to have to do some more homework and find it out, but it's a Japanese concept that was developed after World War II, and the whole mentality, because here's a country that has no natural resources, but this concept after World War II was what can we do just to improve ourselves, just to make ourselves a little better, and with an existing product, what can we do to make it a little bit better, to give back? And you look at everything that's come out of Japan in the last 60 plus years, and they are a world power with everything. They've taken all of the Americans' ideas, whether it comes to watches, radios, TVs, cars, and it doesn't matter how great Ford and Chevy and you know, the Chrysler commercials are. We know better as consumers that it's no longer Jap junk. And as you know, people referred to it 20, 30, 40 years ago, we've got stuff that really is unique. So
it is unbelievable. And I want to thank you too, Vance, for having me on the show. You've got me back involved with Growing in Wellness. You did such a great job, and I got a whole bunch of people back in, and it's a great website and a great service you offer to people. So
I got to do something on Saturday morning. I would much, you know, rather spend it talking to people all over North America, actually in the world, because I know we've got folks on from other countries that are joining us. So, again, you guys, thank you. Everybody who's on the call, thank you for joining us for this edition of Saturday AM Live. And Harry Henderson from New Orleans, Louisiana, thank you.
And if anybody needs to call me on the attorney, my cell phone's 504-236-4222. I'd be more than happy to do three ways.
Now, you got a bunch of people right now that are they're panicking because they were taking notes and their pens were down. So you gave it out. Go ahead and give it out again slower.
A lawyer. We talk fast. We get paid by the word. It's 504-236-4222.
So everybody, if you didn't write that down, don't email me because I didn't write it down. So.
Or you can email me at uwashurtin@bellsouth.net. U, the letter U, the word was, Hurtin, H-U-R-T-I-N, @bellsouth.net.
So there you go. So nobody has to even come to me to get Harry's information and go directly to him. And I would recommend, not a recommendation, I would strongly urge you, if you have a professional, like an attorney or somebody that is a practice law or a judge that you might know,
sure,
give them the information. Get them a product experience first. You don't make Harry do all the hard work, okay?
Yeah.
That's our jobs as wellness consultants. At least get the ball rolling, then bring Harry in. And or just simply pick up a copy of this CD, of this recording, or you can send them to the Growing in Wellness website in a few days when Brad gets it up on the website. Let them listen to it. It's pretty simple. It makes for a very easy prospecting when we utilize that technology. So, anyways, again, thank you, Harry.
Well,
I want to wish everybody a wonderful weekend. And again, next Saturday morning, we'll be broadcasting from Vashon Island, Washington, and you never know who we may have on the call next Saturday morning as a result. So you guys have a great weekend, a great middle of the August day, and we'll talk to you guys next week. Bye-bye.